Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and good morning. You are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here on AM 1590 KVTA. We've got a great show for you today. I'm really excited. I've been reading this book. Actually, my husband and I have been reading this book, and it's all focused on couple therapy. And so we've got Dr. Sue Johnson, Hold Me Tight is her book. And let me tell you, I have learned so much to be able to work. I'm telling you guys, you need to both get this and read it with your partners. Your partners. I love when I say that with your husbands. I just say it now to just tease them. But it's really, you know, there's so many things that we do that you kind of do out of habit. And then sometimes it doesn't go so well. And you wonder why you're not getting anywhere in your conversations.
Right.
So anyways, we're going to talk to her. But I do want to tell you a little bit else about the show. We've got Jennifer here. How are you?
Great. Bright and early this morning. Ready to go.
There you go. George Titt is on with us, too. How
Good
are you?
Good morning, ladies. All fueled up with coffee.
There you go. And, of course, we've got Tom Spence. He's trying to get our guest on the line here. But I do want to remind you that our phone number here is 805-419-0008. 419-0008. That is a number that you are going to be calling so that you can win all these great things that we've got giving away, that we've got to give away here. Of course, we support all of the things that are going on in the 805. And if you need to spread the word about anything, give us a call. We'd love to get that word out for you. Tom, what do we got going?
Oh, we have some great prizes here. Let's start off with something that's actually happening this evening. Mary Chapin Carpenter, incredibly popular Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza country singer. She's great. We have those tickets for this evening. We also have Carrie Moore, a spiritual medium. It's a big event that's happening. It's called Know and Let's Go, October 14th for that. And one of my favorites, Two Pianos and Four Hands. And that is going, it's a big winner of the Dora Award. That's for those Canadians up there. And we know the Canadian Tonys. There's a lot of Canadian entertainers down here. I think half of the entertainers in the U.S.
Isn't that amazing?
It's weird. I don't know how it happens, but definitely they bring us the best. Bach, Beethoven, and Jerry Lee Lewis all wrapped into one show of piano music.
It's a great show. It's a great show. Also, we've got Ghost Tours at the Strathern Park, and we've got tickets for that. That's October 10th through the 26th, and that's at the Strathern Historical Park over in Simi Valley. And
that's a really fun event. I've been waiting for my kids to be old enough to go to that.
Yeah, so we've got tickets to that, so I'd love to give away tickets to any of these things. So, again, and for anybody that's just joining us right now, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. I know you want to remind.
I do. This is, I know everybody knows it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You see the pink everywhere. But you're already up this morning, so I encourage everybody to head on out to the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer of Ventura County event this morning. You do not need to register. Just get out there. It's actually free. Dress up. Go with a friend. Support each other. You can really do something to give back. It's a great feel-good event. Like I said, you don't have to register. Just after the show's over, get in your car, grab a friend, and go out there and support. And all the proceeds go to the American Cancer Society.
What a great thing. Yeah, Cher did a really good job.
She did.
On
it was really good. And I love that you don't have to register.
I know.
Up, so go.
Yeah, it's like you wake up, you're feeling good, go there
exactly.
And get
your
walk
tennis
out.
Shoes on.
I'd like to add to that, after you're finished, you could go to Thousand Oaks to Nothing Bundt Cakes. And after your walk, fuel up, because they donate, I think, a percentage of their sales to Rolling for Pink.
They do. They donate a percentage of anything purchased that's pink to the Rolling for Pink event. It's a huge bunco tournament every year, and they're Nothing Bun Cakes is very generous to our event, and for the month of October, they're donating proceeds back to Rolling for Pink. So we thank them for that.
Yes,
wow.
That's great.
You know what's interesting is we were just at Hope Haven, and a touching event over at the Four Seasons, but their dessert was the Bun Cakes. Let me tell you.
Oh,
and it wasn't the little teeny tiny ones. It was
the
Bun. I'm telling you, it was like, oh God, can I just take a sliver off this? And it was the red velvet.
That's my favorite.
Oh,
I love it.
Oh, my God. I know.
So
I'm telling you. Well, anyways, really great. That's another great event. There's so many great events that are coming up right now. And, you know, I just was sitting in on Big Brothers and Big Sisters. That's another one. And there's just a lot going on in the 805.
We're a great community, and people like to give back.
They really do. I love that. George, you talk about a lot of stuff on your website. Tell us a little bit of anything that's going on.
Well, I would say, you know, this weekend, Saturday, is the 10-year anniversary of Sideways movie. Remember the movie
with
the wine was filmed here locally? And at the La Dolce Vita at the Heritage Square in Oxnard. I don't know if you've ever been there. They're like these little buildings. They're the old farm buildings.
Do you have to walk up the stairs to
go?
Yes.
She's
okay,
in an old building. And Michelle, she makes a wonderful Italian fusion cuisine.
I think my husband and I went there for Valentine's Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a really good dinner. So
Saturday and Sunday.
Does she do cooking classes too?
Yes, she
does. Okay, yeah.
Oh, wow.
She has one coming up on the 18th, I believe.
Okay. Well,
And then we also have, of course, the Seaside Highland Games is coming up.
Oh, yeah. There you go. And
the Ventura Fairgrounds.
So that's this weekend.
See large men throwing things.
I know. It's kind of crazy, huh?
I did it one year.
I'm
a full Scot. Both my parents are from Scotland, so I do have a kilt. And I have turned a caper. It's very difficult, very fun. And the weird thing, too, you think Scottish food, they do have something other than haggis, and you have to go there and try it out.
Is that whiskey?
No, haggis is actually, think menudo with a little more.
Menudo
with a little more. It's the haggis
that's like, is that brains or is that the inside of the
it's
stomach?
It's the stomach.
I think it's both.
Yummy. Yeah.
Not so much.
It does take brains, but it's haggis, and it's the Scottish Highland Games. They have the dogs running around doing all those crazy command type stunts and running through that. They have the pipers, the dancers, the drummers. They have everything, and it is the athletics too. So if you have a chance today or tomorrow, Scottish Highland Games, Seaside Park.
There you go. Also, Oktoberfest, that's coming up too, right? Are you working with the Oktoberfest?
There are quite a few Oktoberfests out there. There's a Fright Oktoberfest.
I don't know. I don't know. It's on your website, so I was thinking that I know that.
There's so many things to remember what you've got going on, all the details.
So are you guys, do you dress up for Halloween? I know we talked about this a little bit before.
So funny. I just got all my boxes out for Halloween the other day. My kids make me dress. When they were little, they'd say, oh, you have to dress up. So I'd pull something together. Jesse from Toy Story. I have like a cat or a devil costume. But I was hoping to be invited to a family Halloween party. And I wanted to, I had all these great ideas, like Grease, and we could maybe drive an old car to the party. Well, we're having Halloween at home, so we're not invited to anything. And my son wants to be a hamburger. So no. My whole Olivia Newton-John and my boys and my husband could be T-Birds is not happening.
It's not happening.
Did you say a hamburger?
A hamburger.
That could be pretty scary, I guess, with all the onions and all the stuff
spilling over. I know. And they always like to be ninjas and cover their faces, but for some reason this year he wants to be a hamburger.
Yeah, that's a
very
new one.
Interesting. Yeah.
Why a hamburger? Is that his favorite thing?
No, I have absolutely no idea. He thinks it'll be funny.
Oh, my kid's one year was a tic-tac-toe. And
that's cute.
Yeah,
that's funny.
I made it.
Very funny.
Yeah. George, do you and your wife?
Well, our neighbors, we always have a party in our driveways, and I always like to sneak off and scare the kids.
Oh, you're one of those. Okay. Yeah.
That's a good one.
We have tons of people that come around our neighborhood. And so it's not like you have to buy a couple bags. You invest in candy. I'm telling you.
We're just kind of like a one-stop shop. We barbecue out there.
You guys do a lot in your...
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, I am so glad that you are all here. We're going to take a really quick break. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. When we come back, we've got lots to talk about, and we are the brighter side of the 805.
you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Are you ready for an evening full of amazement? The Carrie Moore Spiritual Medium event is on October 14th at 6:30 p.m. at the Wood Ranch Golf Club. You can expect a mind-blowing evening of divine love and enlightenment from Spirit. There will be Spirit Connections, dinner, and a raffle. You'll be given a chance to win a Zoom professional whitening treatment and a gift basket of Brocato hair products. Visit www.carriemoorepsychicmedium.com/clairvoyantcorner for more information and to purchase tickets.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KBTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I've got Jennifer, I've got George, Tom, and myself, and our next guest is on the line. He's been on our show before, Jim Stovall, and his book is The Millionaire Map. Jim, are you there?
Yes, it's great to be back with you.
Well, thank you so much. So how's everything going?
It has been going awesome. How about with you guys out there?
Very good, very good. And I've got everybody looking at your book here. And, of course, I am a believer, but can anyone become a millionaire?
Well, if it's an important thing in your life, I mean, one of the things we deal with in the Millionaire Map is who wants to be a millionaire? Do you really want to be a millionaire? I mean, unless you have something you want to be, do, have, or give away in your life that requires a lot of money, there's no reason to be a millionaire. I mean, all we want is exactly as many dollars as it takes to do whatever we feel like we're destined to do in this life.
Wow, yeah. And, you know, I mean, it's interesting because there's people that have tons of money and they're not happy, right? Because you really have to have a goal and you have to make sure that you're being mindful about your money, correct?
Right. I mean, money will not make you happy. I hasten to add, as someone that's been very rich and very poor in my life, poverty won't make you happy either. But, you know, money is a tool. It's no different than any other tool. If you have a need for that tool, there's really nothing that will take the place of it. But if you don't have a need for that tool and you're just trying to accumulate more, it's what I call the disease of more. I mean, some of the wealthiest people that have ever inhabited our planet died trying to get another dollar when they had billions they didn't know what they wanted to do with.
I love it.
Isn't that crazy?
This is a great book. This is George. I'm here in Ventura County as well. I saw a part of your book. He says, my friend and mentor in the speaking and writing industry, Zig Ziglar, said it best. You can have everything you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. So is this kind of like the karma principle as well?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, I want to go make money. The only people that make money work at a mint. All the rest of us have to earn money. And the only way we earn money is by creating value in the lives of others. So instead of running out saying, I don't have enough money, what we need to say is, how can I help more people or assist the people I'm helping in a deeper way? And that's the only way we can have money is by creating value in the lives of other people.
Wow, good
point. The way those people will come back to help us is probably what helps build our wealth.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, wealth is a byproduct of creating value for other people.
Now, do you think sometimes there's too much importance put on wealth in today's society?
Absolutely. For its own sake, there's way too much put on wealth. I mean, as it relates to building hospitals and providing college educations and great retirement and take care of our parents and grandparents in their older age, it's a tremendous comfort. It's a tremendous safety net. But to go out and try to keep up with the Joneses and prove to people that we've got some that they don't care about, and you know, it's crazy. It is really ludicrous. And
they say
that more wealth will do is buy you a ticket into a bigger game. And if you're just trying to impress people, you know, there's always somebody with more.
Isn't that so true? I read a study. When you ask small children what they want to be when they grow up, over 50% will say, "I want to be rich."
Because they don't know what that means.
And they don't, exactly. They just see what it can give them, the material items.
Right.
And, you know, if that's certainly if it's a good part of your life, it's a healthy part of your life, if it's you providing value for other people and making the world a better place, and that has enriched you in some way, that is wonderful. But just to have more, that's a hollow victory.
Jim, you know, I know that a lot of people, once you have money, how do you keep it?
Well,
aside from not spending it?
Yeah.
You know, well, people in our society, it's interesting. You know, as you say that, I was just thinking most people in our society, particularly here in the West, in the United States, and in North America, most people make more than enough money. When we're talking about wealth in global terms, we need to always make sure we understand that we're all rich. There's no one listening to us now that's not rich. I mean, take your worst money problem and try to convince someone in Somalia that you're in poverty, and you will have a problem doing that. I mean, most of us aren't poor. We're poorly managed. Virtually everyone makes enough money. If they would just be diligent from an early age, they can be very, very wealthy. It doesn't take much to be very wealthy.
You also hear...
But what most people think of when they think of being rich is the instant lottery winner, you know, Bill Gates, I want to invent something or do something or win the lottery, and I just become instantly rich. And, you know, that's a different thing. But all of us, I think, have the ability to be wealthy, have financial independence, and take care of ourselves and our family and the things we care about.
He made a good point, Jim, like the lottery winners. I've read that a lot of people who win lotteries, a lot of them are broke.
Cause they
absolutely. Oh, you spend it right away.
Well, or everybody comes after you. First of all, they all want a piece of it, right? I mean, that's a lot of people send other relatives or other people to go collect it because all of a sudden now that you have this money, everybody needs it. I mean, that's one of the things.
It's lottery winners go bankrupt at 3 times the national average. And they end up in worse shape than they started. And the ironic thing is, if you take the average amount that people that play the lottery, if you take the average amount they invest in it, and you put it in just an S&P index fund, a Standard & Poor's index fund, throughout their earning life, they would all have in excess of $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just the compounded interest is the eighth wonder of the world. It's amazing what can happen if you just put away a little money and stay out of the way. But,
so, Jim,
you know,
is that really the...
get something for nothing and something quick, and, you know, you have a better chance of getting hit by an asteroid than you do winning the lottery.
Wow. Anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking with Jim Stavall. He's been a guest on my show. I love his book, The Millionaire Map. Tell us, what are we going to find in your book?
You know, these books, all my books and movies and everything are available anywhere. And I would encourage people, you know, if you want to be a millionaire, or you know you do, or you know someone caught up in the disease of more, this is a great book, The Millionaire Map.
It's a simple read, but it's got some great depth to it, and I love that. Where do we find out more about you? I'd love to keep you on. I know you have somewhere that, you know.
You can find more about me than you'll ever want to know at Jim Stovall, Stovall, jimstovall.com.
All right. And what are some of your other books so people can...
The Ultimate Gift, and I have 27 books. 4 of them have been made into movies. 2 more movies coming out from 20th Century Fox next year. And
give us one tip for money management.
Probably some of my best for money management are The Ultimate Financial Plan, Financial Crossroads, Ultimate Productivity, the book I did with Steve Forbes, Great American Success Stories I did with Donald Trump and Steve Forbes. And, you know, those are probably the best for people that, you know, are really focused on business or money.
So it's just live within your means, correct? I mean, really, that's it, and put some money away.
Plus, have a good heart about it as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the important thing. You know, we want to have resources without resources having us. We want to make the world a better place. Money doesn't change who we are. It makes us more of whoever we were. If you're a good, loving, giving person, money will make you able to do more, be more, and have more. If you're an evil, nasty, selfish person, having more money will just give you an opportunity to make more people miserable.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I love that. But you know what? If you can, it's about sharing. It's really about giving back. And once you feel that you are at that place where you can give back, even if it's not monetary, if it's time that you can give back, whatever it is, your gift in life that you can share, that's what it's all about. Jim Stovall, can't wait to have you back again. The Millionaire Map. And where do we find you again? Jim?
Yeah, it's great. I'm sorry you're breaking up a little there, but it's great always to get to visit with you guys.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. What is your website again, Jim? Jim?
Oh. Yes.
Oh, I don't know. What is the website, yours?
Jim, what is your website?
JimStovall.com. I'm sorry. We're having a little few of these phone challenges, but JimStovall.com.
You got it. Thank you so much, Jim, for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We will be right back. We're going to take a really quick break. Thank you so much.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Francis Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
The kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you are anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150. Located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I'd love to give away some tickets here, and let's, we're going to be going to Jennifer Schultz at the launch at the Stone House, and so if you want to learn how to dress sexy at any age, I've got a couple tickets for you. All you have to do is call in right now, 419-0008. 419-0008, and you'll be able to go with us. Jennifer and I are going to go, right?
It looks like a great event. Yeah. We had her on the show, and she really talked about feeling good about the way you look and what looks good on you, maybe not sticking to just the trends. I think it'll be a great event. I think she'll have a lot to tell us and a lot to teach us
in
the evening. And I love the Stone House in Westlake.
It's really popular all of a sudden.
It's the place to be.
I know.
Is that near the Westlake
Village? Yeah, right there. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, you'll have to go check
really
it
fun.
Out.
My wife was there yesterday. She said we've never been there. We should go there.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a very good meeting area. I think it really is.
And then the evening, early evening, and also late in the evening, but early evening, there's the pizza, and you can bring your family there. It's really nice.
And they have wine and beer.
They have wine and beer and regular soft drinks. They have everything. They have something for everyone.
So talking about Jim Stovall's book, and I was thinking about The Millionaire Map. You know, we were talking about, it's a relationship with your money. And I thought that was kind of an interesting topic is, does your family, when you were growing up, were you pretty well off? Were you, did you ever hear your parents worry about making money or being able to pay the bills?
We had everything that we wanted, everything that we needed. There's only my brother and I, so we never really shared anything. So I know we had everything. At the time, I didn't think it. But looking back, we had everything we wanted. And then my parents divorced, and we still had a house, had a car. We still had nice things. I was very fortunate in my life, I think, growing up.
Yeah, I grew up in a middle-class family, and my dad worked very hard. My mom stayed home, took care of me. That's a big job.
Yeah. But, that's a huge job right there, yeah.
But I remember hearing
Are you an only child?
Yeah.
Oh, you're an only child. Okay.
But I remember hearing them talking when it was tough for them. The big night was going out to McDonald's or something like that. They were very thrifty. They drove Volkswagens back then,
So I just wonder, how about you, Tom?
My dad was extremely thrifty. Money always seemed like we were raised in T.O., so it was nice, certainly nice. But there was always a feeling of desperation and that money was tough and it was harsh. It was tense. It was weird.
Yeah, I really think that money is a relationship that you've been kind of taught. My parents, they were both entrepreneurs. They were both, self-employed. And we had a nice house. We lived in Northridge in a really nice house. They were both decorated, so it all looked good. But, every day they worked really hard for it. So I could see where they were going. And I always kind of never took anything for granted because I know how hard they worked.
It's true that my dad was a policeman, so he was a policeman, but he also worked side jobs because I think policemen and firemen do that. He always worked movie jobs, which is what he did. And my mom sewed, so that was what she did.
She was thrifty then with that.
She stayed at home and she sewed for other people. So I think I grew up with the work ethic that there are lots of things you can do to make money, so you figure out what they are and you do them.
Yeah, right.
It's also like the wants and needs. My father taught me an important lesson. Like I wanted to buy a toy or something. He said, no, you need to learn the value of the dollar, how much it takes to make that dollar so you could buy that toy.
So are you a saver?
I'm a saver and I'm a spendthrift and I'm thrifty. Yeah.
So you are. Okay.
My first job was a paper route when I was a young kid. So right. I had to make my own money.
And so is your wife a saver?
No,
not as much.
Not as much as I am, yeah, because I'm the one turning off the lights in the house.
See, isn't that weird? I am one of those turning off the lights, and my husband's like, oh, what's the big deal? It's so weird how that works. And to me, it's like if we go in and I've got a coupon, my husband's like, oh, you're not going to use your coupon, are you? And I'm like, why? It's like money in your pocket.
That's right.
Why would you not? But we are totally different personalities when it comes to that. And I could see him kind of cringing. And now it's like he thinks it's the biggest thing. Kim, you're going to be so happy. We got a deal on this.
Right? Isn't that so
funny?
And
I'm like, it's your money too. Why would you not be happy? But so I just think it's a relationship, Tom.
Yeah, my kid plays hockey, so there's no thrift.
I was going to say, so Tom's poor.
Yeah, no thrift.
I mean, but you know, our son races, okay? Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, we've got four kids. Racing is, but he got to when he was about 17, and we said, oh my God, this is as far as we can take you. And, you know, and thank God he's found some amazing sponsors and stuff. But, you know, you want to give your kids more than you have given them before. But like you had a rule that your parents taught you, you know, with like the worth of the dollar.
Yeah.
When my kids, whatever they make, if they make $100, they're like, I made $100. I'm like, really? Okay, so you know our rules. They have to put 50% of it away. And they can only spend half of their 50. And so they really only have $25 to spend. And they're like, ugh. But then
they'll appreciate it later in life.
They do, because they've saved some money now. And so then when they really look forward to something, if something costs $200, they're like, what do you think? And I'm like, how much do you have? Well, I only have $200. Well, really? You're going to spend all your money on that? So they wait till they have double, and so they always have some in reserve. That's kind of been my way. It's like a game or something.
That's a good thing to teach them. I always had to work to get something, like gas in my car. I basically had to clean up after my brother after school, but I always had gas
chores
in my car. You know, stuff like that. Give and take.
Yeah, I just think it's the relationship that you have, you know. And here's another thing. If you had all the money in the world, would you go to the highest expensive place? Is that something that would be in your personality to buy clothes, Jennifer?
I think it'd be fun to go there, but you'd still find me at Target looking at I would call them the church dresses.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that's your personality.
But you kind of can mix and match,
absolutely,
you know.
And I think that's the... My friends and I will look at Pottery Barn, and that's a great catalog. But we sometimes will say, well, we have just as good of ideas. We can go to Home Goods, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, if I won the lottery today, let's say $1 million, I think I'd still have my spendthrift personalities, but I would go, you know, I would go out and have a nice dinner or stay in a nice hotel.
Yeah, you wouldn't cheat yourself on those kind of things, you know? Yeah.
I wouldn't do it constantly, though.
Right.
I don't think. But because, you know, $1 million, that will go quickly.
Really fast.
Could get used to it, right?
Yeah, because before you know it, you spend all your money. And then what did you spend your money on?
And sometimes I like to do less so that when I do something, I can do it the way I like to do it.
Oh, so you save up for that really special.
Less is more.
That's right. I'd rather eat at home a lot and then go out for a really nice dinner somewhere.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And you know what? And sometimes I like when, even in the restaurant, I mean, it even goes into the restaurant, when you go to eat somewhere and you go, what do you want to order? What am I not going to be able to make at home?
Oh, absolutely.
I want something that I'm not going to be able to make at home. So that's where I
choose. And I try to teach my kids, if we're going to eat we actually need food, we're not getting Cokes and all that fun stuff. This is nourishment. It's not an event. Okay. That's really hard, though. That is not worked out always so well, but I do try to teach them that. I'll get you a hamburger, but I'm not getting you anything else because you just need food.
So you don't get them a drink? They have to drink water?
I try to do that. Like I said, it doesn't always work. And my friends are probably like, she is lying. But I really, I try to do that.
I love it. Well, we do have our next guest on, Meg Flather. And she has a little lesson in life that kind of took her into a different place. She's the home of shopping diva. She's got lessons, lyrics, and lipstick. And she is on one of the QVC shopping channels up in Canada. But I love when somebody plans something and it goes a different way. Kind of what we're talking about here.
Plans,
you know?
And God will laugh.
Exactly. I mean, that's really
what it's all about.
Doesn't it happen all
planners
the time, though?
It really does. I'm telling you. So anyways, Meg, are you there?
I am right here. I'm looking outside of my New York window. I love this modern age we live in.
isn't that great? I love it. Well, you are talking to the Kim Pagano Show in the 805. We are the brighter side. So thank you for joining us. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your story.
Well, this book came out of real life. I'm sort of a modern age Renaissance woman. And the plan was to be an actress. And then from that plan, I stumbled upon the world of singer-songwriter in the folk rock sort of movement in the 80s. And then accidentally, my purse was stolen, and I found myself at the cosmetic counter at Macy's replenishing my makeup. And I was having such a good time replenishing my makeup, the gal behind the counter said, you really ought to be doing this. Light bulb. you should be doing it. So it's all about, you know, exactly what you talk about, Kim, is sort of, you know, how do we make lemonade out of lemons in our life? And, you know, how do we listen to the signs from the universe of what maybe we should be doing to use all our skills at one time, as opposed to banging on the doors that say no? What about saying hello to the doors that say yes? So I had this sort of double life of broadcasting actress and cosmetics saleswoman, and eventually ended up on QVC with a wonderful brand called Strivectin. But before that, what the book is really about is all the twists and turns in my life that brought me to the launch of this, you know, home shopping career in Canada.
I love it. And now, okay, so we have QVC out here, obviously, and I watch the Shark Tank, okay, you know, out here. And so what I love is, you know, are you the host of it?
No, what I do is I am a, what you call a guest, and I represent the vendor. So what's really cool about home shopping is you have a host that represents the channel, so it's kind of like you're her guest in her living room, if you will. And then I represent the product being sold as the educator and the expert.
Oh,
and because I had
it.
This amazing 25 years in the cosmetics world in New York City in the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s, it was a perfect blend of passion for cosmetics and passion to communicate to women through media.
Got it.
So,
I'm a hair therapist, so I know about, you know, great products and stuff like that. And you know, there's things that work for you, and there's things that, you know, that they try to sell to you.
Right.
Yes,
exactly.
You would say, you know.
Like, well, you know what's great about QVC is they don't do any of that.
Oh.
I mean, it's the most honest, amazing facility I've ever had the pleasure to walk into.
Huh.
They really make the vendors jump through hoops to really prove every claim. We err on the side of not saying things rather than over-promising. They really value the customer. And
I love
so
it.
They'd rather not me have me alienate a customer that will never watch the channel again. You know what I mean? So,
got it.
So they really make us work hard to reflect their customer service. And I like that because at this age, you know, I've just turned 50.
Oh, congratulations.
You know, it's about the women. It's about self-esteem. It's about my name being out there and being proud of my name being out there. So it's a good match. We're a good match.
There you
so
go.
You talk about, Meg, you talk about the original plan in your life, which I'm assuming was to be an actress.
Right.
And then the makeup came along and then QVC. Was it hard for you to accept that things were not going the way you expected them to?
You know what's interesting? I feel like in the beginning I was knocking my head against the wall trying to be all these different things and judging when something came easily. And judging myself when I actually enjoyed myself and that life was supposed to be so hard. It's supposed to be so hard. Why am I having so much fun? Why am I making these friends? Why does this come easily to me? And I think so much of my lesson was, you know, it's supposed to come easily. Life is, you know, the universe is waiting all the time to shower us with opportunities if we just get out of the way.
And, you know,
the book was about me getting out of my own way and allowing.
I love it. And that's the music of Home Shopping Diva?
Yes, Home Shopping Diva, Lessons, Lyrics, and Lipstick. It's on Amazon. And the lyrics part is fun because between each chapter, I share lyrics from my original songs. So you get to see how my songs were written as I was learning these life lessons about men and work.
Oh.
And
right,
life.
Right. Life. You know, I always say, you know, while we're trying to live our life, life gets in the way, you know. And it's interesting when, you know, if you're ever driving to work and, you know, or going to where you are, and even all my listeners out there, and you're driving and all of a sudden, you know, there's you get stalled, you know, maybe there's a lot of traffic. You just all of a sudden, I used to like really panic and go, oh my God, I can't get there. I'm like, what am I going to do?
I'm going to be late.
Yeah, and now I just go, okay, I'll just take my time because thank God I really believe that I'm being saved from another situation. And so I really, really judge and cherish my journey.
Right.
And so I live in a totally different way. But I used to be, you know, one of those. My husband always said, it is what it is. And that would really aggravate me in a sense because I was like, no, we can make anything happen. That's how I was brought up. You know, you work hard for whatever you get. But in the reality of it is, it kind of just, you know, you can kind of, I don't really even say, we actually kind of start changing the is what it is. It's like, we can work with this. We can work with this.
Well, I think people who believe it is what it is are probably a little bit calmer and not so tightly wound because they're not trying to anticipate everything and make sure everything's perfect. And get. I'm certainly not like that. I am much more like, no, it's not it is what it is. We can change the outcome
See,
of this.
I have always been that.
How or is it like a humbling experience? Like you're humbled?
I'm humbled,
well,
yes.
Because we're not in control. Yes. I mean, you know, you can't stop the traffic ahead of you. You can't
right.
make
you
the
can't
red light
swim
turn
upstream.
Green.
You can't
fight
make
currents.
Your children one successful and one not, or what, you know, I mean, you just, it's just, you have to really just be engaged
you know
in
so
your
funny,
day.
You know what's so funny, though, that I found is that when I would start to sort of let go of trying to solve everything and just sort of listen to the signals that I was getting, whether it was through mentors or teachers or strangers. I mean, just people just come to you sometimes at the perfect time to say exactly what you need to hear, and then they go, is that everything ultimately got solved and easier and more effectively, and I use my pieces so much more now than I ever would have as an actor, because I think I was lying to myself saying I wanted to be an actor. I thought that was what I saw as a kid as really exciting, but the truth is I like speaking from my own words, and I like communicating with people in an authentic way. I don't have to be in a character to do it. So there's a lesson there, too, that if I just listen, you know, maybe what I wanted all along to do appears, you know, or a way to be myself authentically appears.
I love it. I mean, that's kind of how I came to the radio show. I was a hair therapist. I started working with women, inspiring them, and then I came to the show and just said, you know, is there something I can do to kind of motivate more women?
Reach
and
a bigger
audience. Yeah, 5 or 6 years later, here I am again. And
there you are.
And that's what it's just being who you are, being your gift of what your life has been given to you and making
you know,
it your best.
That's such amazing advice, and it's hard in this day and age where we're told to compare ourselves to these, you know, unrealistic examples of fame and fortune and thinness.
Yeah, there you
but
go.
You know, a lot of what also happened to me was kind of accepting my life and I have a lot of humor in the book about, you know, how I made lemonade out of lemons. And when I first started working on the book, it was 2008, when a lot of people were losing their jobs and they were having to do things that they never thought they'd have to do again. And so the other message that I really wanted to share was this idea of accept and be proud of where your path took you, you know, not to judge it, but, you know, to take pride in what you may think is a little life is a large, extraordinary life, you know. And so that's the other thing for me is I got through all the myths of what I thought was a great life, like the man you were supposed to have and the body you were supposed to have and the money you were supposed to make and the apartment you were supposed to live in and the people you were supposed to hang out with. And all of that sort of disappeared with, you know, what are you doing right now to like who you are in this moment? Because this is it.
Isn't
this
that the best part about growing older? It's great to be young and be in college and have the whole world ahead of you. But when you get into your 40s, you know, it's like this is what it is. And it's actually pretty good, you know, like when you sit back and think about it.
If you can accept it. And you know, I talk about that. You know, with clients, you see that they, you know, they come in and they're like, oh, I just wish I had your curly hair, or I wish I had your, and I'm like, but you don't. So let's work with what we have.
True.
Yeah, if we all worked with what we had, this is the transportation, this is the body that we were given, and, you know, and instead of always looking at what we want, what we should have had, could have had, how do we deal with the best and make our, this body and this mind and my day the best. Every day you wake up with feeling grateful and looking at all the stuff that you already have, and all of a sudden things are going to start popping in your face, kind of like what we're talking right here. For anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I've got Jennifer, I've got George, Tom, and we're speaking with Meg Flather.
Yes, flather like lather.
Flather like lather yourself with love.
Student council in the 5th grade, my poster was shampoo needs lather and student council needs flather.
Oh, I love that. I love it. You're already an entrepreneur way back when.
Oh, with my lemonade stand.
I love it. So what are some of the surprising lessons that you can share with our listeners? I always love to have tips from my guests.
Well, first of all, I'm just having such a good time meeting you.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
You know, hi, everybody. I think the most important thing is to be on, to try to begin to be on your side. I think what was so daunting.
Oh my God,
20s,
you just nailed it. I have to tell you,
so not on my side. I was, you know, you had the food thing, you know, the borderline eating disorders that we all had in the 80s, and then trying to make men like you that don't even see you.
You know,
and assuming that if someone wants you, they're probably not good enough or cool enough or interesting enough. And same goes with professionally. If someone wants to hire you, go, well, what's wrong with you? You know, it's like that old, with that old saying, you know, I wouldn't want to be in a club that would have me as a member. It's flipping that thinking.
Oh, wow. That's huge,
so
right
there.
So
important to be happy with the life that
you're
in.
Yeah, you know what is interesting is, you know, so many times my mom will say, because I'm always around people, and she'll be like, where are you going? Who's going with you? And I'm like, oh, my best friend. And she's like, who? I'm like, me, myself, and I. And you know what? If you can be your own best friend, if you could be your own advocate, if you could look in the mirror and say, wow, this looks really good. I feel really good about myself today. And you know, and like you just said, switch that thinking of, you know, we all have that negative talk. And if you could be on your side, I love that. Be on my own side. Be on my side.
Yes, and also just getting rid of the checklist. I mean, having the goals, but being open if they shift and they change form. Because what's so funny at the end of, you know, my reflection about the 80s and the 90s and 2000s, I used to think that everything I was doing was disjointed. Like, how does a performer and a singer-songwriter and a woman who loves to build self-esteem in other women through, you know, great products, what could they all have in common? And the truth is, all along, it was just this need to connect with people, just this need to speak, to share, to communicate. You know, hi, I'm on Earth, you're on Earth, how's it going? And once I realized that they were all the same Meg, I was able to sort of relax, as opposed to, I thought I was juggling all these hats, but it's really one hat.
Right, right. I think that's so refreshing. And really, it takes so much pressure off of your life.
Yeah,
oh, it takes too bad. It takes all this time to learn all that when we get older.
I know. If we could, well, you know what? If we started the other direction, you would see how hard it is, and you probably wouldn't start.
I know.
You know, you have to start knowing nothing to get to the other side.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they say life lessons, I guess. You know.
We need to learn
all those lessons.
Is that the same for men, George? Do you feel like that? I know my husband shares, you know, his thoughts with me instead of his thoughts and feelings, but.
Oh, yeah, the same with men who make a lot of money, or they look this certain way, or they dress that certain way. I follow Meg's views of life. You got to look in yourself to look out, and that's who you are, and that's what God gave you, and we all share this planet. We all have to live together, and, you know, no matter how much Botox you put in your head or whatever, you know, If you're doing that, you're not happy with yourself.
Right.
So you do have to be happy with yourself.
Yeah, and I love that. I always say, close your eyes and look inside, because that's really who you really are, you know. And you can only be happy with, and you can only present yourself, because if you're unhappy, you're going to find unhappiness. If you are, you know, sad, you're going to find sad people. I mean, you really,
of course, if you're happy,
reflect.
People want to be around happiness, because
what if they say like draws like, right?
Yes.
And we only have to answer to one maker, so to speak,
right?
Yeah. So we know those internal thoughts and ideas.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing that I learned also is that it's also a way to be fearless, you know? When you let go of all these illusions of who you thought you were supposed to be and what's going to impress other people, it's really freeing, and you have a lot more energy. You don't get sick as much. You know, you're able to be more focused. I think when you try to live this double life, it's really exhausting.
Right,
and
I
it's
agree.
Like kind of putting a lid on yourself all the time. And
oh, perfection. You know, trying to be perfect is very hard.
Yeah, and you know, one of my girlfriends and I, we talk about this, is if you could say yes to almost every invitation, everything that you are invited to, I'm telling you, you will not miss out on life. Because, you know, so many people are like, oh, I'm not skinny enough yet. Oh, no, I need to get my hair done. No, my car's not white. I mean, we could think of a million reasons why not to do it. But what if you start saying yes? You know, a friend calls you and says, when can we go to lunch? Oh, you just stick it on your calendar, and you start to see your life fill up, and you have something to look forward to.
It's so true. It's a flow thing, you know, and you stop the flow, and you have to question it or put a wrench in it or change the plan or say no. You know, there's something about receptivity, And I love what you were saying earlier about the whole, you know, God laughs at the man that makes plans, because when you realize that, it's all yes.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Wow. So some great lessons here.
Great.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So where are you in your life now? Are you married? Are you?
I'm married for the second time.
Okay.
You learn about that in the book too.
Okay. Okay. How do you feel about? Yeah. How do you feel about talking about your personal life in your book?
Well, you know what's interesting? I'm very careful about, I changed the name to protect the innocent.
Okay, okay.
And everyone, you know, pretty much knows, it's a very positive slant, and I usually take responsibility for every lesson, you know. I think there's only one boyfriend I'm a little sarcastic about, but, you know, you got to have some humor.
Okay.
It has to be a fun read on a plane for 2 hours.
Okay.
But I feel like it was an important thing I had to do, and I'm nervous and excited about, you know, a broader audience reading it, because, you know, I'm sharing myself out there. But I did it in service, because I mentor a lot of young women. I'm not a mother, but I'm a godmother, and I'm an aunt, and I live in a building in the neighborhood with lots of young aspiring actresses and dancers and photographers and business people. And I just find myself counseling them a lot and shooting from the hip. And so I wanted to use my personal life to nurture this new generation, because I worry about them a little bit. I feel like they're isolated. We didn't have this technology, so we had to talk to each other. We had to reach out. We had to go to the clubs to hear the music and meet a friend for coffee live and actually talk to them and not text the whole time.
Yeah,
so
I
wrote it kind of to help the youngsters too, through their 20s, through their 30s, because, you know, I always said it's like going through college, but you also have to pay your bills, you know, your 30s. It's like you go through many of the same lessons about work and love and self-esteem, but you can't live with your parents. You got to do it and take care of yourself.
I
think that's, you know, the other side of it is it's in service to this next generation, so that they're, you know, they have a little handbook of how to grow a woman of yourself. Not that I've mastered it, but clearly a work in progress, but at least I'm telling the truth about what I learned.
Yeah, I think it's a process. I think life is a process.
Life is a process.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, and I love that you're sharing it. That's what we do here on my show, is really share all of our journeys, and you pick up all the things that you need to take with you, and the things that don't apply to you. You never know if you meet somebody else and, you know, I just heard that this might help you, you know, because life just happens. And I love that you shared it with me again. Meg
Flather.
I won't forget that. The shampoo needs
yeah.
lather.
There you go. I should know that as a hair.
Council needs flather.
That's right.
There you go.
Before we go, I also like you have to, when you have to believe in yourself, you have to vote for yourself, because if you won't vote for yourself, who else is going to vote for you?
So true. So
you
true.
You know, that's so great. I never even put the two together. Like the student council president, you know, poster I made in 1974, and the fact that that is a metaphor for what I tried to learn as a woman. You have to be on your own side. You have to vote for yourself.
I was actually in high school, and I don't remember what it was for, and I voted for myself. And I turned it in, and the PE teacher, she was a woman, and she laughed, and she said, "You voted for yourself?"
Oh,
and I
wow.
said, "Of course I did. If I don't vote for myself, who's going to?"
I love
and
that.
I think she was shocked that I did it, but it was probably an athletic thing, so I knew nobody was going to vote for me. So I wanted to make sure my name was still out there, though. It was probably for, like, a team captain or something in PE, but of course I would vote for myself.
That's so great.
I love it.
Such a great
Stand
story.
Up for yourself. I love it. Meg, I look forward to getting your book.
Oh,
and,
please do. And,
yeah.
And you can listen to the songs on YouTube, all my songs, you know, a lot of them are on YouTube for free to listen to, and you get a sense from the lyrics and the compositions.
Sounds great. All
of
right.
What the whole story is about. And you guys are great.
Well, thank you, and thank you for joining us
here.
Enjoy your sunny L.A.
There you go.
I know.
You
got it. We're still enjoying summer.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you so much, Meg. And again,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We are at the end of our show, and gosh, thanks so much, George, for being here.
You're welcome.
And I know we want to mention this, right?
Yes. The Howl at the Moon golf tournament's coming up. It supports all the dog parks in Camarillo. It's going to be a great event at the Las Posas Country Club. The great part about this is it's golfing in the evening with glow balls in the
dark.
Isn't
that cool?
That's going to be really fun.
Yeah, great. I love it. All right.
4:30 registration, go to www.howlatthemoon.org for all the details.
There you go. And again,
you're up. So head on down to the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer of Ventura Walk. No need to register. You can do that on site. And all of the proceeds go to American Cancer Society. Don't forget to wear your pink. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
There and for more events, go to kimpagano.com. Click on the 805 events link. And you'll see, go see Ventura County information.
There you go. And give out.
Holidays are right around the corner. If you want to make sure you look great for all those pictures and all those parties, I encourage everyone to go to Reduce Medical Weight Loss Center at 805-375-4150. Another number has been added. The people showing up have been huge, and they wanted to make sure everyone could get through right away. And if you call today, we're giving $20 off to anybody that calls to Reduce. And the number is 805-375-4150.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, and thank you so much. Remember our 2 o'clock show right here on AM 1590 KBTA. Let us end our show with a moment of happiness. Alone, we can do so little. Together, we can do so much. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.